Welcome to the European Parliamentary Research Service podcasts.
Politics is still a largely male-dominated arena. The reasons behind this are complex, but one stands out. Violence against female politicians is a seriously discouraging factor. Let's dig into this and see what the EU is doing about it. Stay with us.
Anna Lindh, Isabel Curasco, Joe Cox. These female politicians were murdered while doing their jobs in EU countries. And while extreme forms of violence against politicians, male or female, are very rare in the EU compared to other parts of the world, there is an underlying truth that needs to be dealt with.
Female politicians are exposed to two severe and intersecting forms of violence: political violence, but also gender-based violence. Now, while the increasing polarisation of liberal societies has been accompanied by rising violence against politicians, this is only half the story.
When political violence targets women because they are women, when it takes sexist and sexualised forms, and when it seeks to discourage women from getting involved in politics, there is a clear gender dimension, which means it needs to be understood and addressed through a gender lens.
It can take many different forms, from physical attacks to psychological and symbolic abuse, including sexual and sexist comments, online hate speech and sexual harassment. But the impacts are always serious.
All these forms of violence discourage women from participating in politics, which in turn perpetuates the current gender imbalance and underrepresentation of women at all levels of political decision-making, which is a serious problem for any democracy that aspires to be inclusive.
Now, you must be wondering, how big is the problem?
Well, according to a study conducted for the Council of Europe in 2018, 85% of female parliamentarians interviewed in 45 European countries admitted to having suffered psychological violence in the course of their term of office, and 47% had received threats of rape, beating, and even death, targeting especially female MPs under the age of 40.
And while there are no equivalent EU figures, multiple studies indicate that psychological violence, including attacks on women's private lives, physical appearance or marital status, as well as symbolic violence seeking to marginalise women and make them feel incompetent, are part of everyday politics in EU countries.
So what is Europe doing about this problem? Stay with us.
With the completion of the procedure for EU ratification of the Council of Europe Convention on Preventing and Combating Violence Against Women and Domestic Violence, the EU has committed to adopting a gender perspective in all its measures to prevent violence against women, punish perpetrators, and protect victims.
The Convention recognises several types of violence against women, namely physical, psychological, sexual and economic, and so provides a framework through which to understand violence against political actors.
At national level, parliaments in EU countries have established a series of norms, codes of conduct and mechanisms to prevent and tackle violence against female politicians, as well as gender-based violence in general.
Some parliaments, for instance, in Austria, Finland, Germany or the Netherlands, have also established specific mechanisms to assist and advise parliamentarians on how to deal with attacks, harassment and threats outside of debates.
Now, at EU level, several measures seek to combat violence against women in politics, either indirectly or specifically. In its gender equality strategy, the European Commission acknowledges the chilling effect of online violence on women's participation in public life.
Legislative proposals from the Commission also highlight the impact of cyber violence on female politicians and seek to criminalise hate speech and hate crimes, although they haven't been adopted yet. Here's the European Commission Vice President for Values and Transparency, Vera Jourova.
More and more, this online world is discouraging for the women and girls to engage in public affairs. I spoke to too many women journalists, of course, the politicians, the women working for NGOs, the human rights defenders. They are everyday targets of violence online. That's why we said we have to stop it. We have to do everything to decrease or eliminate this online violence against women.
The European Parliament, on its side, has amended the proposed directive on combating violence against women to make violence against public figures an aggravating circumstance of the crimes defined by it. It's also adopted various resolutions calling for an end to all forms of violence against women, including women politicians.
The Parliament itself has internal rules and procedures banning any type of psychological or sexual harassment and obliging members to treat each other respectfully.
Want to know more? Check out the full policy brief by Ionel Zamfir on the EPRS website or in our app.
This is a European Parliamentary Research Service podcast.
Thanks for listening.